possibility. So today, we have two special experts that are joining us to empower you. Are you an entrepreneur? Are you a small business dream? Make your dreams and visions come true today on the Christina Silva Show. We would love to welcome Jesse Torres, our Deputy Director and Small Business Advocate from California Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development, also known as GoBiz. And joining Mr. Jesse Torres is our expert, Lillian Conroe, Small Business and Permit Specialist at the Office of Governor Edmund G. Brown, Jr. The Office of Business and Economic Development is yours available 24 hours to discover at business.ca.gov. And without further ado, let's welcome our special guests, Jesse Torres and Lillian Conroe, to the Christina Silva Show. Welcome.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, let's get started with letting the world know that Jesse Torres has served as Deputy Director and Small Business Advocate in the Governor's Office of the State of California since April 2015. Thank you for your service today, Jesse.
Thank you.
We have some highlights from your bio that are really intriguing to let our audience know, because you're qualified to empower us today with a great education and serving as the Long Beach City College professional graduate. We want you to let us know about being the Director of Alumni Relations and share with us a little bit about your collegiate experience at Pepperdine, and then followed by your Orange County and Inland Empire Small Business Development Center network since 2009. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Sure thing. Yeah, you know, as a state small business advocate, it's definitely a pleasure to be here on the show and to be connecting with your audience of small business owners and entrepreneurs and those looking to maybe start or launch a business for the first time. And, you know, probably like most entrepreneurs, I would say my connection to small business has been a very different road. You know, I, as mentioned, at one point I served as the Director of Alumni Relations for Pepperdine's Business School, where I got a chance to really connect with entrepreneurs and folks that were committed to entrepreneurs in that role. And then from there, really had a chance to really cut my teeth for the first time in economic development when I became the regional director for a federal program that maybe not everybody knows about, which is the Small Business Development Center Network. It was the SBDC network for Orange County and Inland Empire, where I had a chance to work with a number of different centers that are dedicated to helping small business owners either get started or helping them to grow. They provide no-cost assistance to business owners from all different kinds of industries. And, you know, and from there, I was able to jump into my position as the Los Angeles Regional SBDC Network Director, which is a larger network, 9 centers, serving, you know, thousands of small business owners every year, covering a territory that is this equivalent to the state of New York, where I had a chance to work with a lot more different kinds of industries and small business owners from all walks of life that really helped me get an understanding of the small business community in Los Angeles and all their different issues. And because of that experience, that's what really kind of, I guess, got the attention of the Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development and helped me to, you know, land my position as the state small business advocate, where I, every day, me and my team, we're looking to aid and assist the interests of small businesses across the state.
That is such great news, and thank you for your service. California boasts the most veterans in the entire world in our golden state at 1.9 and counting, and so it's very reassuring to know that military veterans can do anything and that they're the most qualified employees and candidates to become entrepreneurs.
Absolutely. You know, I would say that, you know, our returning servicemen and women, our veterans, you know, are probably the best positioned to really truly helm their own small business. You know, they have the leadership qualities there. They have the ingenuity, the creativeness that really lends well towards entrepreneurship. And, you know, their ability to form teams, to lead teams, just really gives them a leg up when it comes to running a small business. I think, you know, here at the state, one of the greatest things I get to work on is to help small business owners who are owned by who are veterans, you know, get access to state contracting opportunities and to work with our partners over at the Department of Veteran Affairs for the state to figure out, you know, how do we boost entrepreneurship amongst our our veteran community, you know, what steps can we take to boost those numbers there? But it's been extremely rewarding to be working with the veteran community in the state of California.
Most definitely. I pride myself in charity, and I've been volunteering out of the Los Angeles Basin Missiles Command, which is a centrifugal force under the direction of Mayor Garcetti, that we have a right to help our retirees and appreciate our veterans and also those on active duty with this type of information so that they are not really in a maze when they get out of the military serving on active duty. And for small business, even if you have a disability, it seems ideal that the small business office that the governor has can really facilitate the needs of anyone seeking small business. So we have a professional, and No Man is an Island, on the show with us today that is an assistant to you. Tell us a little bit about Lillian Conroe.
Oh, Lillian Conroe. Gosh, what I can tell you, Lillian Conroe makes things happen. And I know sometimes I can drive her crazy by mentioning her name to everybody I meet, especially small business owners I need support. But really, nobody comes close to the level of expertise and knowledge about, you know, so many different kinds of small business issues as Lillian Conroe. It's a pleasure to work with her.
That is so wonderful. Lillian is our supervisor. She is our event guru. I've seen her on podiums educating about GoBiz, which is an exciting set of programs and a platform where small business owners can be encouraged. And when you're getting permits and starting a small business like I have, when I met Lillian, she's like, okay, you have a production company and a charity and you're a veteran. You need to come on down to my office. So, Lillian, thank you so much for joining us today and making each and every small business owner feel welcome to your office, which is in downtown LA. And along with Jesse, afforded everyone this opportunity to listen to my story unfold live on the Christina Silva Show. You have gone above and beyond to be available so that I know which direction to take with my small business. Well, I'm starting with my production today, and it's so great to have you on the show. You have an illustrious career in being a business and economic development resource to not only our women in business, but our military, and you work really closely with the BOE and other organizations where I heard you speak with even the SBA lending institution. Tell us about yourself, Lillian.
Well, thank you for having me, Christina. I was raised in Northern California in East Oakland. My father was in the Navy. My brother, my only brother, did 30 years with the Air Force, four wars. So I understand what it is about, you know, military, being raised around it, a neighborhood I grew up in, being close to the Oakland Army base, and cousins who were in the military. So I was surrounded by the military. So I worked for the state for nearly 23 years. Started out with the Employment Development Department, job service representative, trying to find those who are hard to place for jobs, long-term unemployed, those coming out of prison. I also became the director back after the 94 earthquake. The former Governor Pete Wilson and former Mayor Richard Reardon came together, and they were trying to find ways of keeping businesses in California after the earthquake. So many small businesses had to shut down because they started out with maybe two permits. Once they were red tagged, had to relocate, then they were told they need six more permits. We became very costly. So they create this one-stop permit center, bringing various levels of government agencies to the table, working as a team to help these businesses get started back again. And I ended up going from being the job service rep to the director of the center. Because of the center, I led a team of the environmental representatives from environmental agencies to build the Staples Center and handling environmental permits. And after that closed, and I went to become supervisor of the waste tire enforcement program, supervising also the permitting of landfills, re-permitting of landfills. So I have a little, you know, background and helping, knowing how to help businesses. Plus, my parents were small business owners. Their first business was they had an apartment complex. So we had to work with them to help to collect the rent, how to do the receipts, how to manage the budget. And then I had a cousin who had a cleaner. So we all pitched in and helped him work in the cleaners. So I was able to have an understanding of what it is about small businesses and our veterans. We have various programs called our CalGold program, where if we're not in that area where you're located, you can always go on the website and you can put in your city and county and the type of business you want to start, or should I say the business industry. It will list all the possible permits by city, county, state, and federal government. And some people will call and say, well, I'm still not sure, that I will streamline exactly what permits you're going to need. It's just a passion of my passion is seeing a business get started and hiring people, bringing jobs into the community. And I do advocate to my small business owners and educating them that they too can hire our veterans and what agencies or resources are available to help them to tap into those veterans communities.
Most definitely. So much encouragement and knowledge from our guests today, Jesse Torres and Lillian Conroe. And if you go to business.ca.gov, you can navigate along with us as we introduce you to California Governor Brown's amazing website. It is extremely user-friendly. And Jesse, why don't you take us through some of the programs and highlights that the California state can look forward to with regard to small business and breaking barriers to do business with the state of California?
Sure, absolutely. And so I think one of the most important thing I can share off the bat is that, you have people like Lillian, like myself, like our small business advocate team, who are here to provide direct assistance. Lillian and I like to say when we do presentations that, we give it our cell phones. We don't have a secretary, fielding calls for us. You can reach us directly, and you can even text us. If you're at your register and you need immediate support on a business issue, you can text us, you can call us, and we're accessible. So, first of all, know that you have personal business support there for you. GoBiz, through our Sacramento office, we get about 6,000 calls every year. And, if you're wondering, when is it appropriate for me to call GoBiz, I'll tell you that some actual questions in the past year have included things like, I'm trying to figure out how to start a new healthcare clinic, something as complex as that. Or it could be something as, maybe as, I don't want to say small, but maybe as a starting point, like how do I register for an employer identification number? So we're here to kind of try to field whatever call you might have, whatever concern you might have. And if we can't answer it directly, then we will find somebody that can help you address that question. So that's one of the first main services we offer. In
That
addition,
is.
with yeah, it's a huge, people don't think that. I think they think that, GoBiz is a state agency, they don't have those kind of resources. But I would say not just our team, our unit, but every unit at GoBiz is always looking to be of support to our small businesses across the state.
And
In
it's
addition,
really important to collaborate and have that military hierarchy. And you had explained in the first segment when we were introducing your background that the SBDC or the business development centers around the LA area and any county that we're in are there to assist with a part of the workload and the time it takes to start a small business. That's pretty re-encouraging that collaboration is in effect.
absolutely, and that's the thing, because we are essentially a small department. The GoBiz department is fairly small, maybe about 50 employees. So, in order to service the millions of small business owners we have throughout the state, you really have to rely on your partners. So yeah, when it comes to working with veterans, we work really closely with the Department of Veteran Affairs for the state, CalVet. We also work with the Department of General Services, which handles most of the contracting for the state, and servicing veteran-owned entrepreneurs or business owners. In addition, the SBDC network, which is funded primarily by the U.S. Small Business Administration, is one of our main technical assistance partners. We give them funding support to help business owners get access to capital. So if you're trying to get a loan or figure out how to get in front of a venture capitalist, you can go to one of the 41 centers that we help fund throughout the state, one of the SBDCs, and get that direct one-on-one assistance. And the great thing about the SBDCs is that the consulting they provide is at no cost. And although you might come in with a question around how do I get access, how do I convince a bank to lend to me, that conversation could go to a lot of different directions. Help me understand how to do sales online. Help me understand how to hire. But without that partnership with the SBDCs and their hundreds of consultants across the state, their access to thousands, tens of thousands of small business owners, we really couldn't have that kind of same outreach. Our success is really built on the strength of our partnerships, our relationships, not just with technical assistance partners, but with our elected officials. We do events throughout the state with the members of the Assembly and the Senate. They're one of our, great supporters in helping get access to their communities and can really help us understand what their small business communities are all about. Just a few kind of quick programs that we offer. In addition, I should mention that GoBiz also oversees a significant tax credit program. It's called California Competes Tax Credit. It's an income tax credit program. Right now, we're in the middle of putting on informational workshops for small business owners that might be interested in applying for that program. There is some nuance to the program itself, so I highly recommend taking a visit to our website, finding out if there's a workshop near you, because you're going to want to sit in that entire presentation. The applications for that income tax credit program open up July 25th and runs through August 22nd. I mentioned because, it's a program that has got a lot of attention by the press because some major companies like, the Teslas of the world, the Faradays of the world have applied and received tax credits, but there is a 25% set aside for small business owners. And, you can be a dog groomer, you can be a printer, and you can still apply for a tax credit towards your business. I just wanted to quickly just mention a few programs that might be of interest to your audience.
Great. That sounds perfect. And I'm looking at the amazing event calendar, and it looks like there's going to be an event coming up on July 30th. Share more with us, Lillian, about what's happening at the Resource Fair.
July 30th?
I see on the event calendar there's an upcoming event on July 30th, and it's a resource fair, and I wanted to share with the audience how to navigate by clicking on your event calendar.
Oh, all they have to do is just go into our website, like Jesse says, on the business.ca.gov, and look at our calendar and see everything that's going on from Northern to Southern California.
Great.
We're participating. What we do is we partner with other city locations, like the City of Los Angeles has invited us to participate first ever small business expo with the Mexican Consulate's office. Then they have another one that's going on that's in Harbor City. So we try, this is how we get out to do our marketing, is to be at these various resource events with our partners. Like you said, the Board of Equalization will invite us to various events. So this is what we do. And then also on July 30th, I do know that we're working with the City Council's office. They call it a jazz festival, and they're doing this is the second year they've done this, have a resource tent of government and nonprofit organizations to provide information to those who want information on job hires, tax credits on hiring employees, tax credits on hiring our veterans. Also, we'll be there providing information on permits, how to start a business. Just like Jesse says, sometimes we'll take the business owner by the hand and handhold them through the entire permit process. If it means that we need to bring the various agencies to the table, whatever the problem is, we'll bring those agencies to the table and sit and talk with the business owner, and we try to mediate to resolve those issues so they can move forward with the permits, and therefore that business owner can be able to go forward and open the business, because time is money for a small business owner. And I always like to say to a small business owner, we're like the consultants you can't afford to hire.
Most definitely. Well, this is amazing, business.ca.gov, and we're learning how to start a business, define it, register it, set up a facility, and we have the experts on the line, Jesse Torres and Lillian Conroe, sharing with us the power of collaboration and reaching out. So all you have to do is go to the next resource fair or to one of the affiliates like calvet.ca.gov, and you can learn more about even tax credits. So all you have to do is visit business.ca.gov to learn more. And now, for the great part of the show, we want to thank our sponsors and have a moment to remember everyone deployed. Each week on the Christina Silva Show, we thank our armed forces, and we help them with resources and experts like Lillian and Jesse here today. So we salute you, all those that are serving, have served, and will serve the United States of America. And with a moment of silence, we'll be right back. The Christina Silva Show is brought to you by webster.edu/LAAFB. Webster University's Los Angeles Air Force Base campus is open to you. Are you interested in getting your undergraduate, graduate, or master's degree? Choose webster.edu and go for a campus tour aboard Los Angeles Air Force Base. Dial 310-607-8005 for more information. And go webster.edu. We'd like to thank Mix Chicks, the premier health and beauty product sold at your Los Angeles Air Force Base exchange. Mix Chicks hair care products support our troops and are located in all stores like Target and Walmart across the world. Choose mixchicks.net and get beautiful today with wonderful quick sticks for your bronzer and chapstick while you're on the go this summer. Choose mixchicks.net. For more information, give us a call at the Christina Silva Show, 818-602-4929, if you'd like more information about GoBiz. When we come back, we'll learn more about public and private sector safety. This show is brought to you by Future Concepts. Future Concepts. What is Nexar SOS? Nexar SOS is the emergency broadcast system that protects your school facility, government entity, church, large arena, or even your home. Learn more about Nexar SOS Emergency Intervention System with Christina Silva, your business ambassador. If you're a small business owner, there's hope. In the state of California, we have the most programs, resources, and information available to you, your family, and if you're a military veteran, there are special benefits for you if you want to start your own business. All you have to do is continue tuning in because educating our veterans is important here in the state of California, home to 1.9 million veterans. Thanks for listening to the Christina Silva Show. And now we're back with today's guests, Jesse Torres and Lillian Conroe. Well, Jesse, we have the important part of the show where we introduced Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development and the hierarchy it takes to start a small business. But now we want to get up close and personal with you, with your position. What do you love most about serving?
That's a great question. You know, what I love is the interaction I have with the small business owner, you know, whether it's at an event or, you know, a private meeting, you know, hearing their story, you know, getting to understand what their issues are and working with them to overcome their hurdles. You know, that's the best part. And, you know, what I love about California is that how diverse we are. And when I go to, you know, different communities to see, you know, how the small business community is just part of the fabric of that city, of that county, and how it all plays out. So, you know, that's our most meaningful work, I think, is just that direct connection with the small business owner.
Amazing. And Lillian Conroe, what about you? Serving is so great. I ran into you at several places where your table had colorful information about GoBiz, and it's just reassuring to see you really enjoying connecting with the community and outreach. What's your favorite part about serving as a small business and permit specialist?
My favorite part is when I'm talking to business owners or those who even want to start a business, and when I invite them to come to the office and we lay out their plan, their reaction is, I can't believe this government agency is doing this for me, or they're thinking that they have to make millions of dollars before someone can assist them. I even had a business owner that was having problems, and I picked her up and took her to City Hall and walked her through the permit process, and she nearly cried. Just the thought of having someone guide her and feel that I am just as important as a big company. That's my passion about helping a small business. And then when they hire somebody, giving somebody opportunity to have a job, and even if it's just one job, I feel so good to know that in helping that person, helping that business owner get started, they're providing a service to the community by bringing that job to the community. That's my satisfaction.
That is so amazing. Well, when you're a military member and you're sheltered and you earn benefits in housing, health, employment, and education, now you know that you can also think of being an entrepreneur as a real job. And for me, even charity with my second business, developing it, that counts as a small business too. I'm very excited to see right on the front page that defining your business is easy and it's a process that can sometimes seem intimidating, but you can choose a location, start a business, and make humble beginnings not so scary, right, Jesse?
Absolutely. And you know, what I should mention is that we do have a new great tool called the California Business Portal. And the website address is businessportal.ca.gov. And really, you know, if you're looking to start your business or to grow your business, this is a great first place to go to for information. You can do things like, you know, if you're curious about, you know, what kind of business should you incorporate, you know, how you set up your business, essentially entity, you can do there. We have quick start guides for, you know, the most commonly started businesses in California, like restaurants, beauty shops, consulting firms. You know, we try to make the portal as a great first place to go to for help. And again, that address is businessportal.ca.gov.
That's amazing. Well, we talked mostly about discovering yourself as an entrepreneur and starting a small business from scratch. But Lillian, I see there's hope for even existing small businesses to relocate and grow. Tell us more.
Yes, there are businesses that, you know, started out in a small. Some businesses, for example, may have started out in their home. Now they're ready to move to the next step of getting a brick and mortar. What we do is we partner with our partners who are more experienced in site location, and we'll help that client to find that just that right location to continue their business. Whether it be could be down the street from their home, they might find a place closer to a campus, or just wherever it might be. That's what our partners will do, and then we work together again and making sure that their business permits are in line. Another thing I always advocate to our small business owners, especially those who are starting out, I've had business owners say, I don't know how to start do my website. I don't know how to market. I always encourage them to partner with a community college. Community college has students who are looking for internships. They're sometimes, if you go to that particular department, the department head will allow the students to take you on as a project, a class project. Students are very eager to take what they learn in the classroom and apply it. And I feel that, you know, sometimes people will overlook our community colleges. And like I tell our clients, these are your neighbors. Go to the college. Go and see what resources, a lot of good talent is there, and they'll be glad to help you. They will be glad to help you.
That is amazing. And the governor is so proactive to connect the Golden Gateway to our small business entrepreneurs that there is a full-fledged website, and it's even social media enabled. Tell us more about that, Jesse, and the importance of social media.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, we like to say that one of the most important things we do is assist in the information gathering and dissemination towards small business owners. I mean, in today's day and age, you know, people, the way they get information and access information varies widely. You know, not everybody checks email. There are now, you know, dozens of social media platforms that you can be using, whether it's Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. You know, some people like going to live events, some people don't. Some people like using webinars, some people don't. So it's really important for us to help not just state agencies, but our partners understand, you know, what is the best way to connect with a small business community. So, you know, our strategy is to try to be everywhere our business owners could be, whether that's online, whether that's, you know, sending information out through Twitter, whether that's presenting at live events across the state, whether that's sending out, you know, partner email blasts. You know, we really try to do what we can to, you know, hit every single pathway that a small business owner might be accessing, including, you know, radio shows like yours, where we're sure there's going to be a certain business segment that is really just, you know, really enjoys listening to your show, and this is how they get their information.
This is really great. We appreciate you, listeners. And again, with Jesse Torres and Lillian Conroe, I feel so empowered by hearing your account and that you're real people and you're so accessible. I want to thank you for joining us today on the Christina Silva Show. Thank you to Governor Brown and to all those that are part of the Office of our Governor's Business and Economic Development Department. We are going business today with GoBiz. Lillian, it was amazing seeing you at Senator Hall's Business Breakfast. And when you went to the podium, your speech was so eloquent and so easy to understand. Let's encourage the listeners again to reach out and find you at your next appearance where you're going to be giving the speech about what your office has to offer. Where can we find you? Because you have a large territory from Sacramento all the way to Los Angeles, as far as San Diego. The office of Edmund G. Brown is there for us.
In my next event, I know I'll be at Valley Glen tomorrow. I have a table, exhibit table, to meet and greet those who want to start a business, those who are in business, want to expand. We'll be at the Central Avenue Jazz Festival, like I said, on June 30th. I will have a table there to do one-on-one talking with small businesses. I will be attending some of the Cal Compete workshops, and so I'll be there to answer any questions outside of tax information. There are those who do want to start a business and just need to know the resources. I'll be available.
That's incredible. Well, you can follow the entire sequence of all the events on business.ca.gov. Jesse, with some closing remarks, let's give a couple of highlights once again about the amazing tax credit, because there's $75 million worth of credits available to our small business listeners.
Absolutely. And so, you know, again, I want to reinforce that there is a small business set aside. So 25% of that allocation is set aside for small business owners, and the small business being defined as $2 million and under in gross receipts. And I just want to mention, you know, on our website, if you drill down into the California Competes section, you can actually see all the past awardees. We list everybody. We list all their agreements. You can see exactly what they said they would do, how they break out their partnership with the state. It's all transparent. It's all for public information. So in case you're wondering, you know, how exactly did that other dog groomer do it to get the tax credit of, you know, $20,000, you can actually go onto our website and you can look and research all those agreements directly. So again, just want to encourage you, you know, please come out to the informational workshops. If you can't make a workshop live, you know, attend the online webinars because there is a lot of nuance to the program. You're going to want to understand it before you apply.
And they're free.
Well, live,
and they're free.
Live. And the word is free with Jesse Torres from Sacramento reporting into the Christina Silva Show. Today, Jesse, we want to thank you. We want to share one more story with your favorite small business celebration. What can you remember in your career serving of a small business owner that overcame with using the programs that are available?
Oh, well, you know, the best story I like to share, and this is from my beginning, was, you know, doing my first presentation ever in Santa Clara on behalf of the office, and a business owner came to me and he said, you know, I'm here because I have a laundromat in San Jose, and I have a water dispensing machine that is essentially the permit has expired, and I've been trying to get assistance and figure out what I need to do to become compliant with the state again, but the person I've been working with quit and then tell me that they quit. The person that's supposed to be working with me now isn't responding to my emails, and I just desperately need help so I can move forward my business. And I reached out to Lillian, who, you know, that was my first week on the job. I said, Lillian, what can we do to help out this gentleman? And she had resolved his problem within 2 days. And that's just the work that we do. You know, if we can't figure it out, we find out who can figure it out for you so you can just move forward with your business. And Lillian does that kind of work, you know, every single day for our small business owners. That's one of my favorite stories.
That's incredible. Thank you so much. Congratulations on your work. It's really great and breathtaking to know that the rewards come when we help others. And we appreciate that spirit of charity with Jesse Torres from the Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development, and now for Lillian. To end the show, we want you to know you have your advocate. She's not a bulldog, but she'll act like one if you are missing a permit. Lillian, you have to share a story of a situation that you helped with a small business owner and share about the fun part of getting permits. I know I have to go down there to get a permit for a film production in downtown LA, where I'm going to be doing an event in the future at the Patriotic Hall, where all veterans are welcome. What are the techniques you've learned to help small business owners overcome when they're seeking a permit that is stuck in a stage and they just need that permit to open and start their small business?
I try to take no for an answer. I will make phone calls, go to upper management, and just says, look, we're going to have a meeting. And when I say we're having a meeting in the governor's office, Everybody drops what they're doing. They'll come to the table, and then I'm surprised. I'd be surprised myself. They're like, "We'll go ahead and do that." I had a client who was working with a county agency for months, and he just couldn't seem to get through or understand why he needed his permit, why he needed to use this material in his kitchen. They came to me. I said, "Okay, we're going to set up a meeting." I set up a meeting with the inspectors, and I did not know their director showed up. She came in, we talked about everything, we reviewed everything, went it over, and she just says, "Let me look at everything, look at all the inspection reports, and I'll give you an answer in 2 weeks." 3 weeks, she came back. She says, "Okay, I'm going to go ahead and approve for you to install this material in your kitchen, and I'm going to approve for this permit to go through." I was even shocked. I was prepared to tell my client, if they just meet us halfway, please keep an open mind. We might have to go with another material. I even went to Home Depot to find an alternative to what he was trying to put into his kitchen, just in case we couldn't get through what he wanted. And he got what he wanted.
That is amazing. Professional compassion, empathy, and passion for our business owners. Thank you, Lillian, for that service. I mean, the rewards are endless, but it's all about communicating. And when we have a rapport with each other, it mimics military camaraderie. So between Jesse Torres and Lillian Conroy as colleagues under the direction of our Governor Edmund Brown, congratulations to the business.ca.gov team. 24-hour assistance if you want to become a small business owner and need that extra empowerment, you know that Lillian and Jesse are there. So thank you so much. I hope you've enjoyed sharing with us a day in the life of business.ca.gov, Jesse Torres and Lillian Conroe.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Amazing. Keep on listening to the Christina Silva Show, where resiliency is key. And if you're a small business owner and you need finance to get to the next level, or you need more information about how to get finance for your small business, or you want to learn more about tax credits, all you have to do is ask for help. Visit your local SBDC and certainly know that 24 hours a day, business.ca.gov is there for you. We'll see you next week with more educating our veterans and the experts that help you become exonerated into your own small business. Thanks for listening to the Christina Silva Show, and we'll see you next week. Same time, same place at LA Talk Radio. Be safe. And now for a couple of words from our sponsors, and we'll take care and see you next week. God bless America.